الله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا. فقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. As believers, as Muslims, we have social and communal duties. Meaning our faith is not limited to just our own individual ibadah and aqidah and beliefs. Rather, we have social and communal responsibilities. And amongst these responsibilities, as the verse is quoted, is قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ, is about establishing justice. Establishing justice. It's about fostering religious confidence, meaning creating an environment wherein people feel confident to express their religious beliefs, that we feel confident to be able to practice our Islam. We create that environment that for the males, for everyone, that when they're out, they can put down the musalla and perform their salah. If a person needs to, when they're out, what are they going to do? They need an area wherein they can perform their salah. But the individual needs to have that confidence to be able to just perform their salah. Create that environment where our women folk, whether daughters, whether sisters, our mothers, they have the confidence to be able to wear the headscarf, they wear the hijab. Create that environment of confidence for them. This is our social or communal responsibilities that we have. And also creating social harmony. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْرِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold firmly to the rope of Allah and do not become divided. Do not divide. So these are social and communal duties that we all have. And this is why we have the law. Meaning our Islamic belief, our Islamic law, our Sharia, our fiqh that we have, has come to establish these points. So as we mentioned this repeatedly, that we have our aqaid, we have our beliefs, we have our ibadat, we have our worships, our salah, our zakah, our sawm, our hajj, we have these. We have our mu'amalat, our social interactions. What is the transaction? In a transaction, there's ijab, there's qabul. There's somebody makes an offer, somebody accepts the offer. There cannot be ambiguity in the transaction, because that ambiguity will lead to dispute. What's the whole conclusion? That we're trying to prevent dispute and disharmony, because of which we have this entire law. The entire bay', the rules of transacting are there. And then social interactions, our mu'asharat, how do we conduct ourselves with others, and our akhlaq, our comportment, how we conduct ourselves. So this is the religion in its entirety, broad, wherein it's not just an individual with what his own internal or external practices, but rather how it relates and how it communicates with other parts of society. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a law. He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sharia, with the Qur'an, with the Sunnah, with the law with which we follow. And we recognize ultimately that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole legislator. When it comes to knowing good, when it comes to whether something is moral or immoral, when it comes to ethics, our law is taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Allah does not command immorality, and Allah does not command depravity. He does not command these sort of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all good. Goodness is known from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a source of all goodness. When it comes to when something is moral or immoral, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source. When it comes to knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the objective being. He's objective. You and I have subjectivity. We can have ulterior motives. Our intellect, we may have a certain position to say, no, this is better. But we've got our own motives. We have subjectivity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond subjectivity. He's the whole objective being. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate legislator. You and I, if we have the opportunity and we have positions, we are subject to emotions. We are subject to human deficiencies, where we may favor based on tribe, favor based on emotion, favor based on family, tribe. We have these things within us. But what is it we are told repeatedly in the Quran? قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Establish justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. In every Jummah we do here, يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah commands what? Justice. So the commands that we have, the Sharia, the, all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, it's about establishing justice, it's about fairness, it's about goodness. And goodness is only known from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to legislating, as I mentioned, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Legislation is the soul, the domain is limited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, acknowledging all of this, we live in a democratic system. We live in a democratic governance. Yes, we as believers, our belief is that legislation is only reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are parts of law wherein where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, where within our faith we have leeway. For example, when it comes to speeding, when it comes to traffic, meaning these sort of things are not related to beliefs or related to our theology or related to our law. However, there are masalih, there is utility in here. Whether law, our Islamic thing, law is silent on whether traffic, traffic lights, etc. exist. But for public utility, these things can be implemented. So again, the religion is silent on these, therefore you can have this. This is to do maslaha and mafsada, to do with public good and harm. So these certain things are in a different domain, which can be. However, this democratic governance, in UK in particular, is based on something called utilitarianism. I'm not saying it's solely based on this, but it's a significant drive. I'll explain what this is, utilitarianism, I'll explain. It's an underlying philosophy within here, which is that the idea that the best action is that maximizes overall happiness, pleasure, or utility, and whilst minimizing pain. Now, the reason I'm saying that this is not necessarily in agreement with us is that because in Islam we have certain beliefs, we have certain parts of our, this, by the way, this is not limited just to the Muslims, even the Jews and the Christians, I'll explain how we all share this certain these elements, that not all pleasure and happiness for us is allowed. Drinking or gambling may bring temporary happiness, yet that happiness is not permissible for us. So recognizing that we do not, this ideology and philosophy does not align with ours, and neither did it align with the Christians, nor did it align with the Jews. In fact, some Orthodox Jews have shared this same challenge of how do they navigate their own theology, their own beliefs within the democratic system. Even some of the Christians argue to say that the law, the government should not have an influence with moral and ethics. Well, I'm not going into the debate, I'm just saying that the other theologies have these similar sentiments, have these same ideas. However, recognizing that we live within the system, and in a certain way there's a benefit to this, meaning there are other societies and historically there have existed complete authoritarianism where there's complete control from the government to the extent that any opposition or even perceived opposition would result in offense. Wherein there isn't over here. There is an idea that people can vote. And when we are voting, we are not voting because we agree with a particular party. That's not what we're agreeing with. Rather, when we are voting to create, we are trying to vote in the better or remove the lesser evil. There are certain policies, certain practices that align more. And for us to bring that, we are voting. I'm not saying it's wajib to vote either. That's not what I'm calling for. However, over here, it's about facilitating good. It's about facilitating, maximally facilitating that good. And I'll give you an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the before Prophethood in Mecca, when a Yemeni once came and he was being oppressed where he was not being returned, his goods were not being returned, his money was not being returned, and he didn't have the social structure there. He's Yemeni, he's in Mecca, he doesn't have the structure around him, the support for him to take back his right. So Rasulullah, again before Prophethood, amongst others, gathered in the home of Abdullah ibn Judan and agreed and made a pact called Hilful Fudul, that anybody who is oppressed, whether they're here or outside, we will be a voice for the oppressed. If anybody has a sunan that needs to be performed, perform your sunan. The soak will continue till Adhan. So that we'll be a voice for the oppressed. Now this was pre-Prophethood. However, even after Prophethood, when this was mentioned, Rasulullah mentioned that if I was invited to such a pact, such a treaty again, I would still take part. Being a voice for the oppressed. Now, this is the same thing we are doing. We are not, again, understand this, we are not legitimizing this, the system. We're not legitimizing it. We believe we have our own theological perspective, which is different to this, and we have the freedom to express our stance. This is a theological, we respect, we can peacefully coexist, but we believe in a different system. However, we will take part in this to facilitate the greater good, to ensure that the social welfare, these elections that are coming up on the 7th of May, are related for the Scottish, Scottish Parliament. It's about social welfare, it's about education, health, the NHS, and representation. When we are voting somebody in, particularly a representation, I'm not going to say which party, but I can tell you certain things as an imam, we're not allowed to, we have to avoid spiritual influence. So, when it comes, for a forefront of our minds should be Palestine, number one. Number two, defunding Middle Eastern wars. That when we're when somebody's representing us, we want them to highlight these points over here. I sent an email to the local MP a few weeks ago. And I said, I mentioned about we want a letter sent out that we do not want UK's involvement in the Middle Eastern wars, particularly in Iran. We do not want the UK's involvement. It was an apolitical message, not to do with, not siding with any particular party, to say that we do not want involvement in here. The response I received from the local MP had nothing to do with that. Instead, they began to highlight Iranian atrocities. My email was nothing to do with that. My email had nothing to do with that. But they were highlighting Iranian atrocities. My email was neutral. It was about the schools that had been bombed and we do not want UK involvement, to the local MP. Yet instead of responding to that to say that, yes, we condemn such thing, he did not condemn it. In fact, he said, looking at the Iranian atrocities. It was a reframing of the whole issue. This is my point. When we are voting people in, understand representation. One of the points over here is that we're not just voting just, you know, because we agree with a particular party. That's not what we are doing. I'm repeating this again. What we are doing is we are trying to establish the greater good. We've got certain things, as I mentioned at the beginning, fostering religious confidence also. It's going to come. Social. We have these duties as believers. And one final point is strategic coordination. That when we're doing this, people know that we may be a minority, 8% of the country, 9% of the country, but we are still vocal. Our voice and our opinion still matters. And this is political and strategic coordination and leverage. That we have our points and we want them fulfilled. Well, that's Palestine. Whereas defunding Middle Eastern wars, we want good representation. And again, these are local, these are parliamentary. I'm not saying it's the general elections. That's my point. But when we're doing this, we want them to voice our opinions also. This is my point over here. As I mentioned, that in these elections, schools, housing, local services, safety, and representation are the highlights of this. And ensure that we get this. We're not allowed to mention from the minbar. We can't mention any particular party. But when you're looking at these, keep these things at the forefront. We know this cost of living is rising. We know about these things. We know the housing situation. So when we're looking at this, being aware of these issues, but not limiting it just to that, but also being aware of the Palestinian of our siblings in Palestine, the Middle Eastern wars, because it's about representation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true understanding and tawfiq. Again, the election will be taking place on the 7th of May. Ensure you register before that. Allah.